If you enjoy this episode, you should subscribe to Proglodytes Radio Podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Every episode of Proglodytes Radio Podcast features commentary by myself and Thomas on progressive rock and metal music, and we feature interviews with interesting progressive musicians. You should also consider leaving a review on iTunes to let us know how we're doing. This episode of Proglodytes is brought to you by The Bowtie Guy. If you're ready to up your style game and join a worldwide community of fashionable bowtie wearers, check out BeTheBowtieGuy.com. They have a wide variety of bow ties, as well as a blog and a podcast, all dedicated to helping you stand out from the crowd. If you want 20% off your purchase, just use the code Proglodytes at checkout. That's BeTheBowtieGuy.com, BeTheBowtieGuy. It's just BeTheBowtieGuy.com. Use the promo code Proglodytes for 20% off your purchase.
All right, welcome to Proglodytes Radio. We're doing a special interview today with Kevin Pollock from Progtoberfest. We were just talking about how he is a man of all trades. So, Kevin, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hey, guys, this is Kevin Pollock. Well, I'm an actor, I'm a singer, songwriter, booking agent, talent buyer, promoter, journalist, kind of jack of all trades.
Chocolatier, elephant tamer. we can keep on going. Yeah,
exactly.
So Kevin is one of the people who is putting on Progtoberfest. So Progtoberfest is relatively new, right?
Well, it started back in 2014. Me and Robbie Glick, who is the owner and founder of Reggie's in Chicago. I started working with him as a talent buyer, and we thought of, we wanted a progressive rock festival in Chicago. We knew about Rozfest. I knew about Nearfest. I knew about all that stuff. We put our heads together. He's a huge prog fan, huge. So he thought that teaming up with me would be the right idea. I choose all the bands and I, send them to him and say, hey, you cool with this? And we formed Progtoberfest and we did well in 2014. We took a year off in 2015 to kind of reexamine of how well we could do the next year. In 2016, it was originally 2 days in 2014. We moved it to 3 days in 2016, and it did really well, like better than we expected. So this year we're 3 days, but way more bands than any previous year.
That's great. So yeah. What was that first year like? Just kind of getting a flagship thing. Was it the first time you'd done a festival like that?
Yes. Previously before that, I put on an event called Prog Night at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles, Illinois, to try something out, and I teamed with that, and I was more of a promoter on that aspect. And that was just three friends, Neil Morris and District 97, in one night, and it did well.
Glad you got that Chicago band represented, District 97. I actually got to see them just a little while ago. They're pretty awesome.
Oh yeah, yeah. They've played every Progtoberfest so far. They're friends of mine, and they're Chicago staples, so I gotta include them, no matter what, because they're still running strong, and that makes me happy to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I dragged off. What was your original question?
No, you were fine. It was about putting on, you said you did Prog Day, or not Prog Day, you did a Prog Night,
Prog Night.
Right? And you had
three
friends, Neil Morse, District 97, and it was a relative success.
Yes. Yeah, so I mean, it all started with that, and that's, you know, when Progtoberfest just became born. It was, as I said, 2 days. You know, we wanted to get a few headliners to see how it works, so we got Spock's Beard, we got Big Elf, we had we had Colin Edwin of Porcupine Tree with Burnt Belief, his project. We had Trey Gunn. We had Stickmen headlining. Just a smorgasbord of just prog artists and Inside Out artists, and we teamed with Inside Out, and they liked working with us, so we didn't work with them in 2015 usually. I work with them when I'm using any of their artists, and they jump on board with us, so this year they're back on board with us, as we have the Tangent and Car Mechanic. funny it is, I'm also their agent right now, too, so I'm booking their U.S. dates.
Oh, that's great.
Around the States, yeah, so...
It's great to have middle America representation. Everyone seems to go northeast or far west. It's good to have somebody who's within, like, a day's drive of me.
Yeah, exactly.
Chicago, so.
Yeah, and what helps is because I'm a booking agent, I can route a lot of the bands that I bring over.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a win-win situation for promoters, the band, and me. So we're partnering again this year with Inside Out, and I love Jeff Wagner over there, and he's a big help. So
very cool. So let's talk a little bit about this year, 2017 Progtoberfest. First of all, for those who are not familiar with Progtoberfest and are in the Chicago area, where have you been? Come on. Support your local prog scene and support what's going on. But anyway, where's the location? Tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll kind of get on to the specifics of the event. But the when, where, why, if you could.
Sure. Well, the event is October 20th through 22nd of this year. It's at Reggie's Rock Club on 2105 South State Street in Chicago. It's a cool venue. We've always been in this venue, and people love it. What it is, it's two venues in one, basically, where we have a smaller stage that fits about, I don't know, 150, and it's like a restaurant. There's tables and booths and a full bar and a smaller stage. And then we have across the way is the bigger stage where it's mostly standing, but you could sit in some places too, with a balcony and a full bar as well. On the second floor is the record store. We do our meet and greets in there. All the bands and artists come in there and sign for people. And what's cool is that you can even find some of their albums in the store. So, and people have bought them and just had the band sign it. And then on the third floor, we have a rooftop, where we have the barbecue. There's a full service bar and we have a big screen. Sometimes we'll screen concerts and stuff like that, so we may screen some prog, you know, concerts or whatnot on
sure.
there. But yeah, it's like a gigantic frat house for prog, is what I call it.
Wow.
You know, yeah, think
so
of
like
Animal
that,
House if they were just prog fans.
Yeah, so like that nerdy fraternity at your college.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's like.
The one that they're cool dudes, but they all have 4.0s and
yeah.
Are also
but the cool
the,
thing but
yeah.
the Yeah, but the cool thing is that because we have those two stages, I utilize them both where I get more bands. And that's why this year we're up to about 40 bands in 3 days. It's cool because if you don't like one band, you could walk across the hall and see another one. That I'm, you know, you'll either like one or the other, or if you don't, then you go, you know, mingle.
Right.
So,
yeah.
People have loved that option from what I've heard.
Right. All right, so this year you've got a pretty intense lineup.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you and when you're feeling out with people who are buying tickets and excited, what are the kind of the big events this year, at least for in your estimation?
You know, I'm most excited about, you know, last year we had some pretty big legends. We had, I was working with Brand X, so we had the Brand X first reunion tour with John Goodall and Percy Jones and Kenwood Dennard. And we had Carl Palmer, and we had Security Project with Trey Gunn and Cherry Murata. This year, we're going even bigger. At the end of last year, I said I want to go bigger and better next year, and this year we got some major headliners. Mike Keneally's back on board, and he helps out. He's a good friend, and he's always willing to put something new together, so... he has some cool things. We have him. We have the Alfonso Johnson group for all those Weather Report fans with him and Chester Thompson of Genesis on drums.
Very cool.
It's going to kind of be a fusion super group almost. They'll be doing Weather Report, Santana, a few Genesis, you know, mixing it up. But that's going to be really cool. It's the only U.S. date they're doing. So that's one of the things I'm very, very excited about. And then we also have, you know, Tangent Car Mechanic. It's been years since they played. So, you know, I'm really excited about having those guys. And Wobbler. Nobody, you know, when was the last time Wobbler came to the U.S.? It was years ago. And I love those guys. And they're doing me a big solid by coming here and playing Proctoberfest. And you know, we have some really cool other bands from Europe, like Cast. Cast is, if you haven't heard their new album, they're fantastic. I mean, what was the other one? Isles. We got Isles from Chile and then, my personal favorite is Sunday. So, there is going to be a big Zappa jam, for all the Zappa fans. The Don and Bug Show, which I'm sure a lot of the Zappa fans have seen over the around the U.S., which is Don Preston and Bunk Gardner from the Mothers of Invention. Well, at least one of them was. I don't think both. But both Zappa alum. And we're going to have – so they're going to do 1 hour of their music. And then for the second hour until whenever, closing out the festival, Mike Keneally is going to join them. Ike Willis is going to join them. And Nick DiRigilio will be playing drums, doing all Zappa. So it's going to be a really cool, unique, and possibly Randy McStein's that he might want to jump on board.
That'd be great.
So it's going to be a cool all-star concert that I'm sure people will be filming and remember for years to come. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of exciting surprises, collaborations, you know, because there's so many bands at this festival, you never know who's going to jump on stage. So yeah. We have Martin Barr from Jethro Tull doing all Jethro Tull, and then also Stand Up, the album Stand Up in its entirety. So this will be one of the few times he rarely does it live. So
that's awesome. Yeah.
So yeah, an exciting year.
One thing I really liked about the festival, and probably. Like, you're not just going to get the guy who comes to the Yes concert for Roundabout or Owner mm-hmm. of a Lonely Heart. Like, I feel like these types of events, you got people who love music coming. And so it's a great choice to include bands that are very well known, you know, the Jethro Tull type, the Tangents.
Yeah.
You know, but also you have a lot of bands. Roswell, I happen to know, that's Jared, right?
Yeah, it's Jared.
So,
yep.
Really talented dude and worth people knowing about. It's a really cool opportunity for him to kind of get some exposure and others. So I like the idea of mixing kind of the bigger name bands with bands that need to be heard as well. And I think it's a good venue to do that because I think Prague fans aren't just
yeah.
there for the name recognition. They're there for the full musical experience.
Sure.
That's one thing I noticed at Cruise to the Edge is that people were just, you know, eager to find new bands to listen to. They weren't just there for that one band, at least in my estimation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I've been on the Cruise to the Edge, and, you know, I know how Larry runs things with them. And I kind of wanted, originally, my vision was like, what if Cruise to the Edge was on land? Like, how would you do that in a venue? And with our venue, we're able to do things like that, where you're going in different rooms on the ship and watching bands. And, you know, one of my original objectives that I wanted for the festival is to give the little guy a chance, like you said, because I feel there are so many damn good prog bands out there that nobody knows about, like Jared, Prager, like I from Ohio, great psychedelic rock. And there's so many great bands that I included this year. Last year there was a band from, I think, North Carolina or South Carolina called Metaphonia I brought in. Nobody knew who they were. Nobody. And they ended up being one of the biggest highlights of the whole weekend. So, yeah. I mean, to get that notoriety, I'm happy to help these guys because it's, I understand how, you know, how it is as a musician, you know, and how hard it is to get gigs and stuff like that and get your music out there. And I really want these guys to have an outlet to do it at, where all these prog fans will be and tell all their friends. And then this band rises up to the top. I remember Thank You Scientist, which is one of the other bands we have this year. I hired them back in 2014 when they were just little guys, you know, still working. I think they finished their first album at that time. And now they branched out so much since then and became bigger and toured with some of them. So, I'm glad I'm a starting point for bands. You know what I mean?
Sure. Oh, definitely. It's a great feeling to kind of be supporting those bands and just know, you know, when you first hear them, these guys are going places.
Yeah.
I just saw Thank You Scientist with Devin Townsend. They just completely blew me away. I knew Devin would be awesome, but Thank You Scientist is just such a great act.
Oh, yeah.
And I have this vision, at Cruise to the Edge, and I would imagine at a festival like this that there are a lot of musicians that are just as eager to see other bands as as any of the fans there.
Oh, absolutely. And we always had the artists are always mingling in the audience watching the bands. And I think they have so much fun getting to do that, walking from room to room, listening to the bands. And another thing I wanted to point out from earlier is that one of the other things I like to do for the fans is not just prog rock bands. You know, there's so many forms of progressive rock, progressive jazz, progressive fusion, Latin. Like, there's so many different subgenres within progressive rock that's so overlooked. Which is why, like the Alfonso Johnson group, it's more fusion, but it works well in the setting. You know what I mean?
Totally. You know, virtuosity, interesting compositions. You know, all of the elements that make prog good are also there with that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I don't think anybody would be like, "Oh my gosh, what?" You know, the music of Weather Report. I feel like that was all kind of coming out at the same time, and there'll be a lot of crossover. As a matter of fact, I think his name is Alex Makacek. Is that
Matejczyk? Matejczyk or something like that. Yeah.
I remember when Chris the Edge, when Nick Beggs, he was on the very front row, and he was just like jumping up and down, just so into this jazz group from space, the weirdest, coolest stuff. Anyway, you've been kind of in the prog world, but from a very different side than maybe me or others, where you are working, you know, you're putting together festivals, you're talking to bands. What are some, might be more of a philosophical question, but what are some observations that you are seeing about the state of progressive music now as opposed to previously? What are some insights into the kind of the back end of the prog world that you might be able to share? Good things, bad things, struggles.
Well, I remember when Prog Magazine was going to go under and somebody saved that. And that was like, well, the prog rock community is not that big of a community. It should be. I think that I think that progressive rock has struggled compared to other genres. But lately, in the past few years, I see bands popping up all over the place. And when you go to a Yes concert now, there are still a ton of fans there. And everyone knows the big bands like Jethro Tull, or Ian Anderson as it goes. And Rush, and Yes, and like all the big prog concerts. You know, I feel like that's going on. Like, I know Yestival's going to be touring. Like, I thought that's cool. To have a concept of a festival, but you're touring the festival, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Isn't Todd Rundgren playing as well?
Yeah, it's Carl Palmer, Todd Rundgren, and Yes.
Yeah, gosh, that's going to be intense.
Exactly. So I kind of, you know, I feel like we need to keep Prague alive. It's underlooked, as I would say, you know, and I feel like what everyone is doing now, like I know Tom and Marty are doing Prague Stock over in New Jersey, and you got George Roldan with Rozfest, and you got Cruise to the Edge, and Cruise to the Edge has been booming. I mean, they've been selling. So I feel like slowly we're trying to get Prague back on the map and keeping an annual thing going with Prague Goers. Because, you know, I'm still on, there's Progressive Ears, which is the Prague Forum, you know, and I'm always seeing the discussions that people have, you know, regarding Prague Rock, regarding the concerts in the area and whatnot, all the things going on. But you know what, in talking to a lot of these bands over the years and booking them for the festival, you know, in their own area, they do well. Let's say a small band that I bring over from Kentucky, like Dream the Electric Sleep. I'm not sure
such a great band. We actually interviewed Matt. Matt's a really cool guy.
Yeah, I love those guys. And I had them my first year after their second album came out. And they blew
me
away.
Right?
Heretics, correct. And you know, I said, well, where do you guys gig? Well, usually just in the area. So it's nice, you know, being a booking agent, it helps because I want to get these guys exposure. And, you know, only a few people could do that. Either the band or an agent can help them other than just playing the festival. So other people could see whether they jump on board on a headliner at another concert venue. They're getting the exposure that they need, you know, cause you know, they're all struggling musicians. We're all struggling musicians at the end of the day.
Right.
So, so that's my take on it. If you will.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear. I feel like it's such a different time for musicians than it was back in the 70s and 80s. And those models were untenable anyway. But
yeah.
It's a time where if you're a fan of music, there's a really direct way that you can support. And that's through seeing them live, through buying merch, through just doing stuff that will benefit them. And speaking of that, these festivals, one of the reasons why I wanted to interview the festival promoters is because I just feel like this is such a great way to not only, you know, get exposure for the bands, but also just to kind of keep, I feel like it's this really kind of neat, nationwide, all bases covered way to kind of connect with other Prague fans in the area. If I want to go and see Progtoberfest, how do I do it? What's the process? How do I buy tickets?
Sure, you could go on Reggie's Live, RegiesLive.com, and there should be a link with Progtoberfest there. And then if you guys are on Facebook, make sure to join the Progtoberfest Guild. That is the group for the festival. I'm always making announcements in there. Tickets are on sale right now. It's a tier system, but don't worry about spending too much money on this festival. Unlike some of the other festivals, I try to make this affordable for everybody. You know, for if you want to see one full day of the fest, it's like $75. So I try to make it reasonable for 3 days, 2 days, you know, or 1 day. And all of them have VIP. There's VIP options. We do have a barbecue buffet. So, that's part of the VIP option. You get a poster that you can have signed at the meet and greets, by all the bands. And, you know, there's a lot, as I said, over 40 bands. Get them to sign that poster. It's going to be flooded with signatures. So,
yeah, that's pretty intense.
Yeah, exactly. So those are the VIP options that you get. There's red chairs, which are really comfy chairs in the bigger room, where a lot of the headliners will be, that you could choose too, as well as seating in front of the stage. I think we're almost sold out of those. So if you want to sit near the front of the stage, there's also above stage seating, which is really cool, that we have in the venue as well. So yeah. And I forgot to mention another major headliner we have this year, is Bruce Sword of the Pineapple Thief. He's going to bring a really cool solo show to the festival.
So I'm a huge fan of Pineapple Thief. I think they're, I think they're up there with, and probably underrated, compared to Porcupine Tree and other bands that kind of made, you know, bigger waves. I think,
They were sort of in the same vein. I mean, Porcupine Tree and Riverside, they're all in that atmospheric. I mean, you can even count one of my favorite, new albums of this year is Bjorn Riis's new album, that he just released from Airbag, the guitarist and vocalist.
That just came out.
Yeah. And like, I love that atmospheric sound of all these bands. It's really out there and really cool.
So will Bruce be playing stuff from his new album, or will it be just kind of a swath of things?
He'll be playing stuff from his new album. He'll be playing some Pineapple Thief. I think it's going to be tracks, so he'll have background tracks with them and stuff. He said promises a really cool show, so I'm really excited that, you know, we're getting some of these cool artists that are exclusive to this festival that are helping make it very special.
Well, very cool. Well, thanks so much, Kevin, for chatting with us tonight. We are going to put links for Reggie's and links to buy the tickets, and we're also going to put a list of the bands as well with the times and dates, and as we get closer, we will let everybody know about it and remind everybody so that we can make this and the other festivals we have going on a success.
Great.
So we really appreciate you talking to us.
Of course. Yeah. My pleasure.
We'll be hearing from you soon.
Sounds good.
Take care.
You too. Thanks.